Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Are you enjoying your day off thus far?
I am. I enjoyed my sleep in, that's for sure.
Nice. Very good. And would you like to tell us why it is your day off?
Yes, today is Australia Day. So for a long time, on January 26th, we've celebrated or protested on Australia Day the arrival of the First Fleet.
Right, and it is January 26th, and it has been for a long time, but obviously, as we've chatted about before, there is quite controversy over that, and it may be being changed. Is there any more sort of progress on that? Is there any expectation that it will be changed?
I think that the mood is changing in general. Like this year, I've heard a lot more just across the media, you know, in conservative media, even if they're not saying about it a lot more. So, you know, although Indigenous people have been protesting for 80 years for this day to be changed, I think that there is a real push this year, over more so than I can remember throughout my life.
Yeah, I see that Mr. Arcee, who serves on the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council, said, why not just change the day to something, you know, something very, you know, just fourth Monday in January, you know, something very much that's easy for people to remember, and it's easy for businesses to observe, and yeah, something like that. It seems just very simple, doesn't it?
Exactly. I think everybody, well, not everybody, but I think most people just enjoy having a public holiday, you know, in summer. And it just seems easy to just put it on, random day in January. Why does it have to be a day that obviously doesn't bring everybody together?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So there will be protests today, is that correct? Or there's planning that there will be protests today?
Yeah, there is. There's events, Indigenous-run events themselves, where they are planning to hold protests. And, of course, it is expected that some of the official, you know, city celebrations and things like that will attract protesters as well. It's been a running theme for many years, but it's ramping up for sure this year.
Wow. So I suppose there'll be a lot of news on tonight, whether or not
Have
gone. Yeah. So they've been protesting for about 8 years now, hasn't there?
Yeah, I think 80 years, yeah.
Wow.
And, the last five, like, definitely more so. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this year. Hopefully no one gets hurt or anything like
that. Yes, exactly, Oh, interesting. Well, I don't want to take you away from your holiday. You deserve a full day off, so we'll leave it at that. But thank you so much for joining us, Nicole, and we'll chat to you next week.
Yeah, chat to you then.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.